Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua has asked leaders to stop political sideshows, tone down political temperatures and focus on serving the public. The deputy president also called on those focused on 2027 campaigns to give elected leaders room to serve their term and work without interference and distraction. Speaking on Sunday after Holy Mass at Sacred Heart Endarasha Catholic Church, Gieni constituency, Nyeri County, Mr. Gachagua additionally stated that the government will not relent in the fight against illicit brews and drugs abuse. I thank the president for endorsing the fight on illicit brews and drugs after I apprised him on the situation. The fight on this menace will go on and we will not relent until the vices are eradicated, he said. Political and community leaders commended Mr. Gachagua's resolve to save youth and families from breaking down due to negative effects of alcoholism. Women, across the country, are happy over the eradication of illicit brews and drug abuse. The community is supporting the exercise because families that were broken have reunited. We must protect families and our youth from destruction by illicit alcoholic drinks and drugs abuse. We urge the government to keep on with the fight, said Ms. Grace Kiniaru, a community leader. In his remarks, the deputy president called upon leaders to respect each other and tone down the political temperatures. The deputy president also told off those discussing his political future and pleaded with Mount Kenya leaders to work on strengthening and ring-fencing their unity. He further said that the elected leaders should be given a chance to work for the public without interference or distraction by aspirants. Those elected should be allowed to do their work and execute their respective mandates. People should concentrate on their work. Stop discussing other people's work and allow those in office to work. Those occupying seats should be allowed to work without interference, he stated. Calling for end of premature and early campaigns, the deputy president told leaders, let us respect those who are elected and give them a chance to work. The public will have opportunity to review their work and decide whether to renew their contract or terminate. For now, let us bring down political temperatures and allow those in office to work, he added. The deputy president was accompanied by more than 20 MPs and a host of other political leaders, who supported his call for end of early and divisive political campaigns. There is no room for divisions. We will ensure President Ruto and his deputy succeeds in the transformation agenda and fulfillment of the pre-election pledges. We also have expectations as a community on coffee, tea, dairy farming, avocado and macadamia sectors reforms, said Nyeri Governor Mutahi Kahiga. Members of the National Assembly and Senate led by Nandi Senator Samson Cherage and Embakasi North MP James Gakuya commended the Deputy President over his leadership in reforming and reviving the agriculture sector. Farmers and the business community are grateful that the Deputy President has been championing the real issues affecting the country such as the well-being of the youth and reforms in the agricultural sector. Monthly payments and mini-bonus payments for tea farmers have increased. The income of macadamia, coffee and dairy farmers have also increased too. The people at the grassroots are supporting the deputy president because the rural economy is being boosted through economic reforms, he is driving a bearing fruits, said Manyata MP Gatonga Makunji. In his remarks, the deputy president stressed on the need for unity amongst leaders. Let us avoid divisions and bringing other leaders down. Avoid enviousness. Avoid enviousness, let us not fight, instead love and support each other. I will continue advocating for unity of our community behind the President William Ruto. Let us pray for his success, said Mr. Gachagua.